You can do
hey, we up out of here.
Come on, we up out of here. Well, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Last Resort podcast. To rephrase, we are indeed up out of here.
As the late and great Tony would say.
He's not late. He's still alive.
Ladies,
could
man.
Be in
ladies
jail.
Man. Ladies, man, in parentheses. He puts it in parentheses himself. Tony?
He does, which is weird. Does. Why does he do that?
I never noticed that.
Anyways, this is the Last Resort podcast, and if you're listening, good for us, bad for you, because that means you've run out of all other forms of podcasts and entertainment available to you because... Well, it is the last resort. If you're here, you have nothing else.
Shame on you.
You must not have a life.
Shame on you for finding us.
And you know what? This is the second episode, so, you know, fool you once, shame on us. Fool you twice, shame on your bitch ass.
Won't get fooled again.
Won't get fooled again, and also, we haven't recorded in months, so.
It's been so long.
It's basically like episode one.
Sorry for our hiatus to all our fans.
All our fans.
But we're coming back with a vengeance.
Episode one and two will probably be posted at the same time.
Yeah. Possibly also, three.
Maybe all first five.
Yeah.
Do we have to?
Yeah.
We don't know.
On Spotify, you do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Realistically,
Apple Music, we're coming to you.
And SoundCloud.
SoundCloud.
Okay, wait, should we introduce ourselves now?
Yeah, introduce yourselves, of course. Ladies first.
Ladies, we up out of you. It's me, Whitney, the lady, the only lady of the group. And we're breezy for sure.
A dose of estrogen, if you will.
Yes, I'm the estrogen of this podcast. My birth control gives me even more estrogen.
As if, bitch.
My name is Chris. I just took a really big gulp of something. I'm sorry.
Of something?
Of canned wine, all right?
We're drinking canned
wine
tonight.
We're drinking canned wine.
Listen to this. Ooh. That's the sound of me being straight edge opening a Mountain Dew. That's right.
It's a Four Loko. Don't let him fool you.
I'm straight edge. It's Mountain Dew Kickstart Energizing Orange Citrus with just the right amount of...
Just the right amount of kick. We are drinking, so neither of these are sponsoring us. We're just giving
a
shout out.
Yeah, we're not getting, we wish we were getting paid. We're not.
That'd be cool.
Mountain Dew, please.
We got flip-flop wines, fizzy sangria, and it's actually really tasty. It tastes
like
soda.
A freaking soda? Down for it. Smells like ass, though.
There's like two glasses of wine in a can, and I'm done with my first can.
I'm halfway done. I'm one glass in, that means.
Wow. Okay, I'm going to finish this.
This is legal, by the way. We're 21. Not him, but he's having Four Loko, so.
Yeah, so we good.
So we're okay. He's listening to Creed in the corner. He's okay.
I'm going to Applebee's after this.
Oh, man. Yeah, my name is Chris. I am the middleman.
Okay.
I think. I'm just going to label myself the middleman.
I mean, literally in the form.
Literally, of I am in between both of them, yeah. So I am the middleman.
In the devil's three-way, he's in the middle.
Yeah.
Angels.
In the angel's three-way.
The angel's three-way, yeah. I'm in the middle. I'm the bottom for both.
Yeah, yeah. That makes about much
Chris
sense.
Chris Sandwich.
I am Peyton. I don't really know what to say. I'm on the end.
Yeah.
Of glory.
Nice.
To all the little
monsters out there. To what? To all the little monsters.
Yeah, to all the little monsters out there. Shout out to you. I shout out to you. They're already full of sangria. And I would like to say I'm the second choice in everything. No one's first choice in anything. Madre de Santa de Dios.
That's not true. You're my first choice in the afterworld, dude.
Afterworld.
We're not going to the same afterworld.
We will, depending on the circumstances, but you would go straight to heaven.
I honestly don't remember what we spoke about in the first episode besides...
The Jonestown.
The Jonestown. No, I mean...
Just a little introduction
to ourselves. Like the random banter. Yeah. I don't remember.
A little bit of cheeky banter. Cheeky bants.
A little British humour.
Oh, I'll put all of the British to this podcast as well.
Jesus.
Hello. It's
We're going for a little cheeky Nando's after this.
Should we just go in a British accent the whole rest of the time?
I'll do it. Can we please?
But
two out of three of us can't do British accents.
I get addicted.
It's so true. But no, yours is okay.
I get addicted to doing it.
All of my... All I can say is like... Hello, governor.
That's not good.
It's just like the regular show.
Hello, governor. You sound like just very angry, bald man.
But do
you
I sound British?
Like a bitch?
Do I sound like
you sound
a
like
British
an American
old man?
Doing a fake British.
Yeah.
Shit. I need, what's like?
Wait, I don't want to be too harsh, but I think you may too.
You know what you want.
Don't set it on the bloody notes.
It's my
That's
notes.
Pretty
it's
good. How do you do it?
Fair enough.
I'm really trying, I can do a good one.
I'm just not good at
Anyways.
Yes.
Two of us are formerly LDS. Crystal is.
No, I'm still. God is true.
And how I would explain, we're going to two different worlds, Chris.
Okay.
Sea turtle.
Yep.
Celestial.
Terrestrial.
Celestial.
Outer darkness.
That's
which is where I'm going.
Yeah.
I'll just watch you guys from outer darkness. You're just doing the back thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'll just enjoy. I'll just look in at you guys from outer darkness.
On the outside looking in.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's good. You'll be
I'll just
off the fog. From the
yeah. I'll blow on it and be like, "Let me in." Like you guys
you
was like.
You draw a penis on it. We're like, ah.
Yeah. So
that makes us lock the door.
Yeah. Yeah. You lock the door whenever I pass.
It's like when you're going through the bad part of town, you just smack the door button.
Yeah, like every time I walk by, you guys are like, oh, guys, Chris is here.
Oh, Jesus.
Guys.
Oh, Jesus, it's Chris. Lock the door.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm like, oh, hey, guys.
Roll up
guys.
The windows.
Yeah.
Speed
don't, up. Don't look at him. Don't look at him.
Yeah, we're in the we're in the bottom contact. Kingdom, so we still have hand crank windows.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Man, should we get into it? Should
we
talk
should.
About?
So, all right. For the if you're just tuning in for the first time, we're a bit into... how would you explain it?
The occult, the conspiracies.
The weirdness in the world we live in.
The weird and wacky world.
The weird, wild world.
Of science.
Of science.
In the West. In space. The final frontier.
The final frontier.
All right, Whitney. Get us started. Whitney's carrying this team yet again.
Yeah, she'll be teaching us.
I'm the only one who will frickin' do any research. It's fine.
I will do research at some point.
Yeah, we'll see about that. This will be my podcast, and you guys will just be an audience.
I got a lot going on, okay?
Gosh. Bitch. Okay. So you guys both know who Stanley Kubrick is, right?
Yes.
The guy that faked the moon landing?
Oh, that's what I'm talking about, baby! Right.
For our viewers, our listeners that don't know who he is, please explain to them.
He was a director. He directed... 2001: A Space Odyssey. Eyes Wide Shut. The Shining. Oh, The Shining.
Who the fuck don't know who Stanley Kubrick is?
I don't know.
Is it Kubrick or Kubrick?
I say
Kubrick.
Yeah.
I think it's probably Kubrick. You like cubes?
Jesus.
All right.
Okay. Yeah. So if you don't, shame on you. How'd you get here without knowing who Stanley Kubrick is?
Stanley
you have to have
Kubrick.
Watched all other form of entertainment. That means you've watched all his movies.
You have
to
be
get here.
A movie buff to listen to this podcast. It's a prerequisite.
A cinephile.
If you've never seen Alien vs. Predator 2, please come back. It will be source material.
If you've never seen Norbit, I will make them watch it while recording.
No.
We're
someday.
Not watching. We're not watching Norbit ever.
Please.
We will not make our viewers... Our listeners,
they would love that.
Endure that.
If we get to 1 million listeners,
only then.
Oh, I will.
Yes.
We will live stream it.
We will live stream Norbit.
We will get copyright.
We will do it on Instagram. A live stream of us reacting and watching the movie Norbit.
That would be wild.
A million's a lot.
Can
we do it like 100?
Nope.
Say
100 million.
1,000.
No. What the fuck?
How about 10,000?
I want it to be something ridiculous, so it'll never happen.
Okay. Hey.
Well,
100,000.
That'd be so funny.
Okay, 100,000.
50,000 or I walk.
You leave? It doesn't mean paying the whole rest of
the
podcast.
We're reading the notes, so like,
I just hear a door shut.
Yeah.
Stanley Kubrick.
Let me get my computer too, bitches. Okay, all right. Stanley Kubrick. He was... Rumor has it he was super detail-oriented with his directing style, and he was, like, super controlling, and he'd, like, be, like, a super perfectionist.
That's what I've heard. Are you going to go into detail about any of the stories, like, with him and how intense he was?
I have a couple stories, but you can help me out if you know.
Okay, yeah. I just know, I one in particular is coming to mind.
Is about Tom Cruise and Nicole?
No.
Okay, so when they were filming Eyes Wide Shut, Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman, they were married at the time.
Yeah, each other. Which is strange.
That was wild.
Freaking so, Tom.
So he made Tom, like, sit through watching an intense, like, sex scene with Nicole and some other dude. And he just, like, made him watch it, and then he, like, made him keep doing it over and over again.
Oh, because in the movie, I think he's supposed to kind of, like, not really like Nicole Kidman.
Oh.
And maybe that was why. That's weird.
Well, he was, like, he just did it to make him, like, squirm.
Jeez. That's crazy. I know.
And that's how he became a Scientologist.
Yeah, that's when Tom joined.
That's when he found
he couldn't believe in anything traditional. Xenu was the only answer after that.
Episode on Scientology coming soon.
Coming stat.
Man. Yeah, so the one I was thinking of in The Shining, I don't know her name, the female character, Shelley Duvall.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's like a scene where Jack Nicholson's like being creepy and like walking towards her. And it's upstairs, mm-hmm. and then so she's like crying and like walking up the stairs backwards.
Ew.
And apparently they had to do it like 100 takes, mm-hmm. like or something like that. And apparently Stanley like would get so angry and just yell at Shelley Duvall, like she would like be like crying, and she's like, "I can't work with this guy, I can't do it." But yeah, it was like that emotionally exhausting, and he just kept like making her do it over and over again.
Wasn't she like the first few takes actually scared of Jack Nicholson?
Yeah, well, I mean, who isn't? I would be afraid.
I'm a little scared of him. Sometimes we say my dad's kind of like Jack Nicholson.
You think so?
Sometimes when he's like angsty, you can't handle the truth.
Wow, I want to see like, your dad angsty now.
He just gets like he's not like freaky angsty, but like sometimes when he's like. Angry, he does the thing that I do, where you kind of grit your teeth and go, yep, that's where I get it.
Really? From your father?
I only do that in a different situation.
Sure.
Would you like to explain what?
Eating chilies?
Eating chilies?
On my way home from eating chilies, yeah.
He was doing that.
Oh, I've seen Thick and Thin with the ride home from chilies.
It's just thin afterwards.
Oh, gross. That's disgusting.
So my viewers are getting to know me.
Viewers?
Yeah, wait, okay, what should we call them? Should we decide now?
Listeners.
No, but like, should we give them a name?
Bitch ass.
Our bitch ass.
Our potties.
Let's not call potties. I will paralyze you.
We need to get a following and do like a Twitter poll. But we need to get a following first.
Following? Follow us.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram.
Listeners, please.
Our Reddit.
We're going to plug ourselves this whole podcast. I'm not going to talk about Stanley.
Yeah.
Follow
shit.
Follow Honda Classics with a Z, please.
Stop. No. Okay, we need to get back to our thing. We keep getting off track.
All right. So, as Peyton...
so wisely guessed.
Yeah, as he so wisely guessed, we're going to talk about the moon conspiracy.
Let's preface this. Do you believe the moon landing was faked?
I don't think it was real.
I think the moon landing is real.
Could you be convinced by me right now?
No.
No.
But
you have bangs.
What I have to like say about conspiracy theories is that I love them. I love listening to them. I don't believe all of them, but there are some where I'm like, it could be true.
I get intrigued by them. I sometimes don't confirm nor deny them.
Okay.
I'm going to deny this one.
We should probably start episodes by saying we don't believe these conspiracy theories necessarily.
Well, we may.
What? Well, we can say that during the conspiracy theory.
Okay, well, I don't believe this one necessarily.
I shouldn't say I could be convinced, but if it came out, like officially came out, I wouldn't be like, no, it can't be.
I would be
the real, what we think is real
would be
is
changed.
The actual conspiracy theory.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
All right.
Yeah.
So here's the history behind the theory.
Okay.
So NASA wants to... So in the 60s, there was a race between Soviet Union and the United States to, like, beat each other in all scientific fields. Space travel was one of them.
Mm-hmm.
We had to beat Russia, Soviet Union, to the moon. So this is around the same time 2001, A Space Odyssey was being filmed.
Yeah.
And So, rumor has it is that NASA hired Stanley Kubrick to make, like, a set and film two fake moon landings.
Didn't they film it, like, supposedly around Area 51 or something like that? That there's a big set stage there?
Oh, I thought it was, like, a soundstage in, like, Hollywood.
Oh.
That's what I thought. But I mean, you're the expert.
I didn't find anything about the stage. But we have all the rumors, so. Send us an email. We don't know what's true and what's not. Also, I did. None of these websites were probably reliable.
Wikipedia is completely reliable.
I did get a lot off of Wikipedia. I got How Stuff Works. This is the rumors.
I am eating nerds, so if you hear like a TV static
or crunching,
you're not eating me.
Shut the fuck up.
Okay, so they hired him to film him. Rumor has it that he did, and because he knew how to make the space stuff with 2001. And then, so the Apollo 11 actually did take off, and it sent the astronauts just into orbit around the Earth, but not outside of the atmosphere.
Okay.
And then they put the live stream, whatever they did back then, on the TVs of Stanley Kubrick's footage.
Oh.
So, there's basically no proof about this. Someone made a documentary that was supposedly proving it, but they found out that was completely fake. It was like supposed to be an interview with Stanley, like saying that he did it, like confessing to it, but it's not true. Like they found out it was like just an actor that kind of looked like Stanley Kubrick.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's funny.
I didn't watch the documentary, but I'd be down.
Yeah, it was like barely, just like vaguely looked like Stanley Kubrick.
Just a dude. Just a white dude. they all look the same, exactly. So there's like a bunch of theories of like allusions that Stanley Kubrick put in his films to this, like kind of like low-key confessing to
I've heard that too.
Yeah, have you heard about the stuff in The Shining?
Yeah. But the little boy's wearing like a sweater, right? That has like an astronaut.
Apollo 11.
Yeah.
So I'll read them all to you. Kay. I haven't seen this movie.
The Shining?
No.
I think you'd like The Shining.
I'm too scared.
It's not that scary.
It's not that scary. I think you'd enjoy it. Okay. It's like seven scary.
Well, okay, I can watch it, but will you guys please watch it with me?
Yeah.
Okay. Can we cuddle?
I'm too scared.
Can we have an Angels 3-way?
Okay, explain to them what an Angels 3-way is, and explain to me, because I'm kind of confused.
Yeah, I'm confused, too.
Okay, I thought that... No,
it changes every time.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. Angels 3-way is three guys and me watching, isn't it?
I'm still convinced that Angels 3-way is where two men impregnate a girl.
Oh, yeah, that was Angels 3-way.
Yeah, and two men inseminate a girl, and they all raise the baby together.
Yeah.
And they never find out whose baby it is. That's why it's the Angels.
And even they ignore all facts that are pointing, like all signs pointing to who the dad is.
Yeah, like for example, Chris is quite pale and half ginger. I'm a bit more tan and brown haired.
He's more olive.
Yeah,
more
olive.
So if it comes out bright white,
With
red hair, that's my baby.
But it's not. It's our baby.
It's our baby.
Yeah.
If it comes
that
out
bastard is ours.
Tan and with some beautiful blue eyes.
He's the least bastard boy in all of history.
It's Peyton.
What?
If it's tan but with my blue eyes.
Oh, I was
Peyton's.
Saying, but I have blue eyes. How would that work?
Well, our baby would, of course, have blue eyes. Me and Peyton could have one with, like, hazel or green.
I had green eyes when I was younger.
I had gray eyes when I was younger.
I had green and they were hazel, and then these kind of switched depending on what I'm wearing.
It kind of depends on what I'm wearing too. But
damn.
Blue makes
we could
my
have
eyes
green,
pop.
We could have a green eyed baby.
I'm a chameleon. I'm a chameleon.
Guys, that'd be really cool. I could have brown eyes.
I love brown eyes. I'll say it. Are you brown eyed beauties out there?
Fuck you.
LMK.
Let you know what. Just DM you what?
DM me.
Your brown eyes.
And I'll
your
tell
toenails.
You beautiful. Yeah, I will pay you for pictures of your toenails.
Oh, gross.
just joking. All right.
Oh, did you go through all the proof?
No, I haven't yet.
Okay.
You haven't even started.
All right. So here are the messagings in The Shining. His Apollo 11 sweatshirt, which we mentioned.
Yeah.
So in the book of The Shining, it was room 217 in the hotel. But in the movie, it's 237. And this is supposedly because the moon is 237,000 miles from the Earth.
That's a little far.
However, that is not even true.
Yeah.
It's 238,857 miles from the Earth.
Okay, yeah.
So,
it's
and that's
floating
from NASA.
Away. You guys are so stupid.
This is on average, too, because, you know, we get closer and farther because the orbits are elliptical. You know, I'll be science girl.
Shut the fuck up.
I will provide all the scientific knowledge and even knowledge on data for this podcast.
Not any normal knowledge or
Well, I feel like we all bring different things. You're like you bring the science and all that stuff.
Yeah, I bring the facts.
I bring, I guess, like the social work humanistic part.
Chris is like the softy. Yeah. I'm like all facts.
And then Peyton is like cars.
Right. Oh, yeah, really useful. Yeah, thanks.
You know so much about them, though.
Yeah, true. He knows more than I'll ever know about cars.
I know facts about everything.
And insurance.
The fuck? I don't know anything about insurance.
HSAs,
you know
Chris.
So much about insurance.
He knows HSAs.
Big difference.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Completely different.
I did not know a difference.
DM Honda Classics if you want education.
Okay,
on
I'm going to keep going. All right. So there is a hexagonal pattern in the carpet.
Yeah.
That is apparently to symbolize the Apollo 11 launch pad.
Naturally.
Naturally. Yeah.
Obviously, anyone will put these together. And the stuffed bears in the movie symbolize the Soviet Union.
Why? Just because bears?
I think. You know, bears in Russia. I didn't get a fact. I didn't get a reasoning behind. I just thought that it should make sense.
She talked to Stan.
I thought that if you'd seen the movie, it'd make sense, but.
I mean, I don't really. I remember the carpet. I remember the bear.
Is she talking about like a teddy bear or like the one bear?
I think the bear's in the costume.
The guy in the costume. Stuffed. That's right. Oh, damn.
That's in the book, isn't it?
I don't know.
Isn't it supposed to be a dog, not a bear?
I'm pretty sure it is a dog.
Yeah, and it's supposed to be a guy who's had intercourse with his dog.
Oh, really? I thought it was just like a weird sex thing that they did back then.
Oh, gross.
Man, if they did it back then, they do it now. At the entire furry community.
We love furries.
We love them.
I probably am one. I'm attracted to Sonic the Hedgehog.
True.
That is true.
And fucking Pac-Man.
I'm not attracted to Pac-Man. I did not say that.
Oh, wait. Who was it that you said he was your first? Oh, Kirby.
Oh, Kirby was my TV boyfriend when I was like 4.
Yeah, Pac-Man. That's weird.
How is Kirby any better?
No.
Kirby
like
has
4.
No gender.
Four, man.
That's hilarious.
My TV boyfriend. Then I moved on to a sexier, more manly type.
Sonic. Like Sonic.
Shadow too, and Silver.
Wait, so is it just like the emo? What is it? Just like the emo?
I don't know, man.
And
now I like freaking like
soft
blink.
Boys. You just like beanie boys. Beanie skater boys.
She likes boys with a lot of estrogen.
Like soy boys?
Yeah, soy boy.
I'm a soy boy, though.
You're not a soy boy, you're hairier than me. Wait. I'm a soy boy.
All right, what else you got?
Okay, so that's all the messages.
Mm-hmm.
But, so basically they say that Stanley got scared that NASA was going to expose his brother as a communist. They
Weird.
Said he was the leader of the American Communist Party or some shit like that.
Was that true?
And so, let me keep getting to that. So they said that they were going to expose him, so that's why he kept the secret. he didn't say he faked it.
Okay.
But that was also false, as brother that they talked about didn't even exist, so.
Really?
People come up with this, like, these theories, and like it's so not backed up by fact.
Oh, yeah, that's
it
weird.
It is insane to me. Some say that The Shining was like an apology for all this. Some say that he's just hinting at like the fact that he did this and that he's in the Illuminati and all that.
He probably just did it for fun. Honestly, just be like, this theory's going around that's about me. So
he just likes the freaking space landing.
Yeah.
Or it could just be that hexagons fit in.
I mean, that's pretty cutting edge design.
The only thing that, like, I was just thinking about, like, the sweatshirt.
And again, that could just be like.
Well, that's like the time. It's like, of course, like.
Yeah.
If you're trying to make sure that it's like 70s era.
Yeah.
You would put stuff like that, or you'd put an AMC
something
Kremlin,
like that,
or like weird houses and glasses and styles like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So that's not his only conspiracy.
Ooh,
no!
Tell us more.
It's also rumored that he was highly involved in the Illuminati.
Ooh, we're getting the Illuminati already.
I don't know much about the Illuminati, so
Kubrick
an episode's going to have to come up with that. So he has all these symbols and like alludes to it in his films, low key. Like, this always.
My question is I've
films.
Always wondered this. Why, like, this is an Alex Jones thing that I saw. I saw someone making fun of Alex Jones. Shout out to Internet Comment Etiquette. I'm your biggest fan.
Big Money Salvia.
Big Money!
he does an episode on Alex Jones. Alex Jones talks about, what was it, Sandy Hook,
yep,
the shooting, and for one, how it was staged.
And how it was a hoax, yeah.
And how all the children are actors. He's he's like,
insane.
To all the families out there, if you really did lose your children, my heart goes out to you. Problem is, I've seen soap operas, people. I've seen actors. It's so messed up.
I can't believe that man has a following.
Or children.
He has kids?
He has
kids.
Three of them. They were going to get taken away, and then his lawyer came out and said, Alex Jones is just a character, and he had to testify to that. And then once he won his kids back after the case came out and said, Alex Jones was not a character. Oh, I'm all real, people.
Oh, my gosh. But
on that, there is a CIA, former CIA analyst, former being the key word for a good reason, analyzing The Dark Knight. And in The Dark Knight, there is a small snippet, like a teeny snippet, where he points his finger to a place that says Sandy Hook. And Alex Jones and them are studying that, saying, they're pointing it out. They're hitting to it that the government is in on it. And it was a false flag moment to take our guns away.
Why The Dark Knight?
Why would they do that?
Yeah, it makes no sense.
First off, Christopher Nolan's British.
Yes.
Can you imagine them that episode of Internet Comment Etiquette? He writes a comment like, so the Illuminati came to me and they was like, hey, Christopher, why don't you go and write a lovely, lovely movie, but just put a little snippet, if you wouldn't mind, of the next mass shooting we're going to do. It's going to be a whole false flag event. We don't want people to know about it. But if you could hint to it, that'd be great.
Yeah.
And he's like, no problem, bruv. I'll just put it right in here real sly. But then people will know. So we're going to put it in real sly in my movie. Just a little shout out. Like, why on earth would Christopher Nolan point out a false flag event that he, like, knows about 2 years later? Also, why would Stanley Kubrick say he's in the Illuminati? The Illuminati is supposed to be, like, the most secret. Well, I'm saying, why would he allude to it?
Yeah.
He's trying Stanley to Kubrick show is the weird. Public that he's, like, freaking, that there's better life.
Yeah, no, if the Illuminati is real, why would they want people knowing about them?
That's what I'm saying. They wouldn't. They would come to you. They wouldn't be like, check it out. The most watched movie of all time. 2001, A Space Odyssey. Look. See that triangle? That's us.
Yeah.
Like, they wouldn't do that ever. It just wouldn't make sense. Like, I understand Masonic symbols and stuff and, like, temples.
A lot of Masonic stuff was his, too.
But, yeah, I mean, Freemasons isn't necessarily, like, a secret thing. You could go to a Freemason hall downtown.
Yeah.
There's one down there.
True. Yeah. Let's do it.
We should. I'm very interested, actually, in Freemasons.
Well, one of you guys can do it. Maybe you guys can do research for once.
No,
we've had two episodes. All right,
we've been busy.
I'm awful. We're like, busy. Who's gonna talk next time? Peyton just points to me. I'm like, oh. Okay, I thought I'd get a break.
If I had more prep time,
I could lean back and sip on my canned wine. But I'll spend my whole work day researching for these bitches.
No one forced you to research.
I loved it. I thrived on it. You don't even work right now, beat. Okay. All right. So, yeah, he had a lot of freaking... Yeah, shut up. He had a lot of people doing the Gotham thing in his movies, but not on the leg.
Just the...
Like the okay? Apparently that means Illuminati.
The okay symbol? Really?
4chan convinced people that that was a white pride thing.
Shit.
Really?
It started out with that, and then, like, Thumbs Up was it eventually.
Oh,
and, like,
damn.
Yeah.
Thumbs Up's so pretty white, though.
I do Thumbs Up all the time.
I do, too. I do freaking peace
signs. Hey, Stanley Yelnats lives by the Thumbs Up.
I do peace signs so much.
Gosh, I hate it. I'll see someone I know and be this. Like, yeah, not even say hi, I'll just throw a peace sign.
Oh, yeah, yeah, just be like, what's up?
I do
like,
the salute.
Yeah, they can't even see what we're doing.
Yeah, I know. They're just hearing us.
I do this all the time.
They hear us move.
They just hear the wind whoosh when we put our arm up. It's like,
yeah, then you feel two fingers flinging up in the air.
Yeah.
How many fingers am I holding up?
Whoa. Whoa! That sounded... Oh my god. You and Illuminati?
Peyton and I are both in the Illuminati.
Oh my god.
I'm Stan. All right, you got anything else for us?
I'm Nicole Kidman. Yeah, I got a lot more.
Keep going.
All right, so the symbols were like circles, the eye, and triangles.
And they were showing up in the movies?
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
that can't be a coincidence.
So apparently here's one of the conspiracies is that Eyes Wide Shut depicted the Illuminati too much and
and they killed him?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So
wow.
He died like a couple days after he finished like writing the final cut.
Oh yeah.
Hello, 911. Like, or editing the final cut of mm-hmm. Eyes Wide Shut. And then he dies of heart disease, and he had no heart issues before, and he was, like, pretty healthy, apparently. So they think that the Illuminati killed him because he gave up too much information based on, like, the trauma-based mind control that shows up in that movie.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that movie's all about cults.
Yeah. So there's one of, like, the mysterious circumstances surrounding his death. But he supposedly, like, he would edit his films, like, even after they were released. And, like, he just, like, kind of was, like, a control freak and kept editing them. Like, they'd go out to theaters and he'd edit some more.
Really?
In the first couple days, yeah.
Damn.
So he did that and, like, he didn't get to finish editing it.
Okay.
So there's, like, 24 minutes that got cut out after he died by Warner Brothers. And, like, nobody knows what's in it, apparently.
Whoa.
And what about Tom?
Yeah, Tom knows.
If anyone is in the Illuminati, it's Tom Cruise.
It's gotta be.
He's a Scientologist.
Oh, we should have Tom on the show.
Yeah, I'm sure he'd do that.
Yeah. We talked about to Tom Cruise
if
about
Scientology. If we get 1,000 fans, 100,000 fans, we can do it.
Yeah, yeah. If we're getting 100K, we're calling Tom.
Tom? Tom!
We're going to talk
to him. Just go out on my deck and be like, Tom!
he just shows up.
The Tom Cruise run.
Yeah, you see like trees swaying and he comes out of the trees.
He just comes
sprinting.
Out smiling with his three front teeth.
You know.
Why? Right.
Jumps on my couch and leaves.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
I love you, Tom.
Yeah. I love you, Tom.
Mission Impossible versus some crazy movie.
He is still kind of hot, even though he's got those weird teeth.
Really?
I'm not gonna lie to you.
I don't see the attraction. I do respect the man and how he can still make a good movie.
Man,
like,
Jack
a good
Reacher? He's
action
so
movie.
Fine in Jack Reacher.
He's
no
so
homo.
Hot.
I'll Young Tom it. Cruise.
All of it's hot.
Top Gun.
Top Gun, he looks freaking sexy in.
Tom,
holy shit.
Top Gun,
flying
Tom Cruise
that
is
damn
his prime.
Plane?
Oh,
me.
Playing that damn volleyball.
Oh. Shirtless with Val Kilmer, all oiled up. Oh, oh no, Peyton is he's ascended.
Orgasm. Mighty orgasm.
Gross. Okay, so the 24 minutes that are allegedly missing apparently had too much Illuminati shit in it.
Really? He sent me something.
Stop. Okay, so they had too much Illuminati stuff in it, so Illuminati killed him, allegedly.
Jesus.
But. It was kind of debunked because it's like Warner Brothers had to edit out because apparently the sex stuff was like way too gnarly to even be rated R.
Yeah.
So
damn,
it was
that
like,
sounds like
they edited
the
that
Illuminati
shit out.
Would say.
The Illuminati. So that was oh man, I'm too far into this canned wine to do this.
Really?
Do you need me to take over?
Yeah. No, I'm fine. So. It gets even spookier.
Okay.
So his wife allegedly said she didn't even think he died of a heart attack. So she thinks it was mysterious.
Yeah.
He died 666 days.
Oh no!
Before the beginning of the year 2001, in which his first
movie
was based, or his most famous movie. Yeah, exactly 666 days. So if that's not
proof. What more do you need?
Do you have to have someone slap you in the face? You have to have the hand of God
call,
slap
call
you in
me
the
Sally.
Face?
Do you think the Illuminati is just sitting around like, you know, be hella tight?
If we kill someone 4 days after he finishes his movie.
They're like
666 days before 2001.
Like, dude, he's in Paris right now and we're based out of Kentucky. No, they're based out of Denver.
Oh, that's right.
We're based out of Denver and he's in France right now. They're like, get on a flight.
Yeah.
Only got 4 hours.
Let's fucking kill this guy.
They're like, just shoot him with the cancer rays. Give him a heart attack.
Yeah.
We can do it. They got satellites.
Illuminati's got it.
They've got a cure for cancer. They just won't release it to us.
And they just got satellites that shoot you with liquid AIDS.
This is like my thoughts about his death currently. After hearing all this new information.
Wait, there's more new information. Do you want to save it?
Nope, I'll save it then, yeah.
Save what you have to say. Other people connect it not with Illuminati, but with Scientology.
Okay.
Because his daughter, his estranged daughter, was a Scientologist.
Oh, but
some
he
people
wasn't.
Say, no. Some okay. people say it was like a like ode to how he lost his daughter to Scientology.
That makes more sense.
And yes. It's like all about being in a cult and mind
okay.
control shit.
That makes way more sense.
However, she joined Scientology after the movie was made. So it's really...
So he's made a movie about a cult, and people are just trying
to connect the dots.
I'm convinced that the Scientology is the Illuminati's plot to weed out all the stupid celebrities that they don't want.
Probably.
Like, if you'll join Scientology, they don't want
they you. They don't want you. So John Travolta and Tom Cruise
and Mormonism is just dumb. Like, if you can get dumb convinced people. By the...
Oh, shit.
Hey, I can say that I was a missionary.
He's a returned missionary. He went on a mission.
Yeah. What's up, ladies?
So, we don't know what the real... It's licorice.
Why'd you sniff it?
I don't know. I want to see how old it was. The situation surrounding his death is pretty mysterious. I don't know what to believe. What do you think? Give me your thoughts.
My thoughts? So, yes. I find it really hard to believe... all the stuff about Illuminati. I feel like a lot of it's just coincidental.
But 666 days.
See, yeah, I was like, bullshit. But I don't know. It does sound kind of mysterious. Something sounds kind of weird about it.
I'll say this.
His wife said something was weird about it, you know?
That's what I'm spooked about.
My grandpa was in perfect health, and he was like in his 50s. And damn. Then my That's dad's
young.
Dad.
That's young.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
50s.
He was in his 50s and was playing tennis. And then afterwards, when they were finishing up cleaning up for tennis, had a heart attack. I never had no prior heart disease, no genetics heart disease, and then just had it. And then his heart was messed up for like 5 years, and then it eventually killed him.
Damn.
Wow.
So it came out of nowhere. I mean, I was like 3. It came out of nowhere, but it just doesn't make sense. I mean, it does make sense that that could just happen, especially because Stanley Kubrick lives such a stressful lifestyle.
That's true. He was very high strung.
Very high strung, always probably up late at night. And
I'm sure, yeah.
And he was 70. Like, that's kind of old.
Oh, he was 70? Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I really don't think that's that mysterious for a 70-year-old man.
Okay. The only thing that spooks me is that supposedly his wife said she didn't think it was heart
disease. She could be in denial, though.
She could be in denial, or it could be a completely falsified quote.
Or, that's what I'm thinking. Or was she there when it happened? Like,
I don't know.
I don't know. It's just one of those things where, for one, she's probably not a doctor.
Yeah. Or someone fucking killed him.
That's Illuminati hired a ninja, shot him in the neck with a shuriken. A dart.
Okay.
A what?
A shuriken.
What's that?
Those like little like throwing
the blade.
Stars. The blade.
The blade stars.
Dude, have you been tossing your blades?
Let's not talk about that.
Okay.
So yeah, that's all I have for you today, kids.
That's good. Cool. How long can we tell how long we've been going?
It's in not seconds and minutes, so I don't know. It's in beats.
Oh cool. We've been going for like 30 minutes. That's like perfect.
Yeah, it's a mini-sode.
Yeah.
Nah.
There wasn't a lot of information on this shit, yeah.
So
this is just no.
I should have tried to go on like the dark
Stanley
web.
Stanley Kubrick. There was something about the moon landing. In a few frames of the moon landing, there's a part where, you know, on old cameras how they used to, you could see where they were aiming. Like there was like a crosshair.
Oh yeah.
For live stuff, it was like the crosshair went behind something.
Oh weird.
In the sense, yeah.
Well, also, why is the flag freaking billowing?
What do you mean?
There's not wind in freaking space.
The flag
space.
Doesn't actually move in the footage. It just looks like
it's just
is.
A picture.
It's the flag they have on the moon has wires in it to look like it's waving.
Oh my gosh.
Because there's no wind on the moon.
Yeah.
And people always ask, well, why would it be tipped over when they get there? And it's because the spaceship takes off and tips it over. And so people have to go and readjust it. But supposedly there are satellites and stuff that can like see the moon base camp. I mean, not satellites, telescope from Earth.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I mean, that would make sense that you could... Plus, on Google Earth, you can do the little Mars rover thing, or the moon rover thing, and go to the moon base.
Yeah.
So that means it's real.
What I want to know is, like, how big of a following do all these conspiracies
have? Also, China just got to the moon.
Insane. I'm sure it's an insane amount of people.
You think it's a lot of people?
I was looking on freaking Reddit, and it's so many people.
I think this is probably one of the bigger ones that people believe in. The
like, this one has its own landing? Section on Wikipedia.
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy.
It's in that Stanley Kubrick filmed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not like that.
Believe it, but it's one of those things that if the government, like, if it got leaked and the government came out and acknowledged
it, I wouldn't be
in denial about it. I'd be like, yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Like in Interstellar.
I haven't seen that movie. Don't spoil it.
It's like the first 5 minutes. Also, that's your own damn fault. That movie came out in 2015.
That's true.
It's only 2019.
4 years ago.
I got time.
Was it 2015?
I just don't want to sit down and freaking watch it alone.
You should. It's a great movie.
I should. I know. I need to, but I just...
It is very long, so yeah. You might fall asleep.
You know I fall asleep. I'm narcoleptic. I'm a narc.
She's a narc. Anyway. You're a fucking narc.
In the movie, the teachers are teaching the kids that the moon landing was fake and that it's widely accepted.
Yeah.
That it was something to bankrupt the USSR at the time so they could win the war.
Why is that?
Why would it...
No, well, why were they teaching it? Was their agenda? Wasn't it to like...
No, it wasn't. It was just...
It happened. It was really fake.
The government. Oh. Yeah, they the said it was actually fake.
Oh.
Well, no, in the movie, Matthew McConaughey's like, you think the moon landing faked?
Yeah.
It's like, we went there.
Yeah.
I knew those boys. Like,
wait, was it faked? In the movie?
In the movie, they never confirm or deny. They just say...
Yeah. Yeah, it's really strange. Yeah, because Matthew McConaughey, his character is like... Like, it's real or whatever. And then
he's
an astronaut. But then, like, even, like, the teacher is like, it's fake. Like, that's what
it's commonly accepted that it was fake to bankrupt the USSR. Like, there's no proof. And then, but then in the movie, like, NASA's, like, secret underground organization. And
that's true.
So it's hard to say. But that's what I'm saying is that if it came out to be commonly accepted, I'd be like, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, about 9/11.
Bush did it.
Himself.
We'll talk about that.
Bush jumped on the top floor too hard, and he's like, "Oh, I gotta get out of here."
He's like, "Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, won't be fooled again."
I did it wrong.
Yeah. Well, I think that's all we got for today, kids.
Is that we got?
In recap, the Illuminati controls the world.
Alex Jones should be followed.
Alex Jones is the prophet and messiah. And leader of the Free People's Revolution.
He's both the prophet and messiah.
Wow.
You must deny the status quo. Only then will you reach the other side. This is the InfoWars.
How are you so good at Alex Jones?
Because I watch so much. Not really. I don't watch Alex Jones. Let's get that straight. Alex Jones, if you're listening, come on the podcast. I will eat the circumference of your ass. That's what you would sound like.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well.
Good night, New York.
Good night, Chicago.
Good night, Seattle.